we were all amazed to learn that Sputnik number 2 carried the first living thing into outer space. As a passenger in a special chamber built into the satellite frame was Laika, a curly-haired dog who had been especially trained for this flight. Now, of course, the Russian scientists wanted to find out as much as they could about what happened to Laika up there in the satellite. They had the chamber equipped with the necessary food and oxygen to keep Laika alive, but they wanted to find out what happened to the circulation, for example. So they attached a small, special microphone near Laika's heart and connected the microphone to an amplifier, which then was connected to one of the transmitters that was located in the satellite. On November 6th, after Laika had been up there for 3 days, all seemed to be going well, and her heartbeat sounded like this. And the next day, it sounded like this. Perfectly peaceful and seeming at rest. One night, when we were looking for the signals from Sputnik 2, an amusing thing happened. There, right on the frequency of the satellite, was a weak, plaintive signal sending from somewhere far away in Morse code. And when we translated it, we found that it was saying, "Bow wow." It turned out later that someone in the South Pacific was exercising his sense of humor.